Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. I feel like there are so many weddings right now and even people planning vacations for the summer, celebrating a birthday, whatever the case. Maybe you're just going on a trip for something and you need a new carry-on. Well, Macy's has got you covered. Macy's Friends and Family Sale, the one you wait for, where you can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. They've got 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping at $25, April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in-store. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. My social battery right now is closer to drained and very far away from bursting with energy. That is because I have spread myself too thin. So what I've had to do is press a quick pause on my life and ask myself, what can I do to recharge and then also not get myself back into this position again? And pausing with the question is a tool that I learned in therapy, a check-in tool. Therapy has given me so many tools, very simple ones such as that one, to more involved ones like setting big boundaries. And it isn't just for those that have had some big life event or experienced major trauma. It's for everyone. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Get yourself some tools to have in your toolbox. It's entirely online. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can also switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. I'm about to go try to press pause so that I can come up with a plan to recharge my social battery. And I'm thankful for that tool. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/4things today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/4things. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful things. Laugh a little more things. Tighten up your core things. Said EK, you're kicking it with four things.
With Amy Brown.
Happy Thursday. Welcome to Four Things. Amy here, and I'm sitting next to my friend Sundi, who, if you listened to last Thursday's episode, when one of my things happened to be about making friends as an adult, she's a friend that I made as an adult. I was in my late 20s when I met her. And say hi, Sundi.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
I've been staying with her in Southern Pines, North Carolina all weekend. She has a boutique here called The Mockingbird, and it's the cutest little shop. And that's how we met. And she's also a military spouse. And when I lived here, I was as well. Yeah. And so we were talking about how you just have to be proactive about making friends. So I know some of you listening have spouses in the military. Some of you listening maybe just moved somewhere new for a different type of job or whatever the case may be. But that's really the big ticket item, is you have to be proactive. That's and so right. I'm thankful that I was proactive, and I would come down to her shop, and it was the first year that it was open. So business was slow.
how dare you? No, it was really slow. That's why we became such good friends, because business was terrible and we could literally just post up at the counter and chat for hours, embarrassingly.
Yes, because I would finish the Bobby Bone Show from my house.
Yeah.
And then I would go hit up a yoga class, which happened to be in the building or the room above your, in your building, but above you. And then there was a coffee shop next door. So I would go get coffee and they just come and talk to you. So I've always enjoyed talking to you. Sundi is the best storyteller in the world. And but what's interesting is, I mean, that's a thing you had to learn early on.
That was very important for my family, for my dad specifically. Like if you didn't have something funny, factual, articulate to say at the dinner table, you learned very quickly he was going to cut you off and move on to the next. I think it's very Irish, you know, they're like loving, but it's very like tough love. Like, come on, just because you're my daughter doesn't mean you've got something wonderful to say. Come with something, be prepared.
Which you do. You always have a story to tell and they're always fascinating. Sundi has lived a wild life. So she does, yes, run a super cute boutique in a quaint little downtown North Carolina town. But she also was number one in the police academy back in the day when she graduated from police school and she was going to be a police officer. But then she had to, she ended up in corrections and then she couldn't dig her way out of there because they're like, we're understaffed. We need you.
Yeah,
so she has all of these stories of, you know, when people were getting checked into jail.
Yeah, sure do.
And things that would happen there. What's probably your favorite or most told story from your time?
Well, I always loved visitation day for the ladies because they would get all dolled up and they had limited supplies. So there was no makeup or anything like that allowed. So on commissary, they could get M&Ms or Skittles. So they would dilute those colors to make makeup. So pinks and reds for their blush, blue for their eyeshadow. Oh, and red for their lips as well. They'd use brown a lot to color in their eyebrows. But in Florida, sometimes it's hot. So it would like start running down their face if they were the last group. And I'd have to be like, hey, check it, check yourself in the reflection.
Your brown M&M eyebrow is...
No, it's a tough art to master. Unfortunately, some of them weren't long enough to master it and give tutorials in the day room.
But I also feel like that's a pro tip for if we're ever in a pinch and like all you have is a bag of Skittles and you need a little, you want a little red on your cheek.
Ride or die, there are Skittles in my glove box just in case.
Skittles makeup. But they all, well, from what I know from your story, so I'm hearing your side, but we know that they adored you because you still, you got letters from people even after, like, you have relationships and they, you were their favorite.
The craziest thing is I left the sheriff's department and I had been gone about a year and a half because we moved up here to Fort Bragg for a year and a half. And I was in the moving truck and all the inmates used to call me Sunshine. It was a super weird coincidence. My name is Sundi, but of course you would never tell anyone your first name. That's like, you don't want them to have any information. So they would just call me Sunshine. And a year and a half later, I've just pulled off the interstate. We're just in Sarasota. And I hear Sunshine. I'm like, that's weird. It sounded like somebody said Sunshine. And they kept saying it again. So I look over and there's a garbage man who's got his window down. And he's like pointing, like, roll your window down. So I roll my window down. They're like, Sunshine, where you been, girl? And I'm like, whoa.
So they were out and they found work and they were out and you have rehabilitated.
Wouldn't doubtful. It's a cyclical thing. It's a life choice that most of them make. Like, this is the life I'm going to lead. It's going to end me in jail, sometimes prison. And then
so you would see people leave and then come back.
Sometimes people would do a year in county jail. They would get released on a Friday. They'd be back by the next week, 30 pounds lighter, back in jail. Mm. Yeah. It's tragic. But yeah, you did become very familiar with the usual suspects and you could joke, you know, it was,
well, they all loved you. And yeah, but yeah, that's interesting about how they couldn't know your, it's good. You have to keep your information private because you don't want to put you, yourself or your family in danger at any point.
No. When I got engaged, which I never thought I'd get married, but you know, how everyone puts like an announcement in the paper. I mean, I couldn't do that because inmates can buy the paper.
right.
the Sunday paper. So certain things like that, you just had to skip doing.
And let's go back to your name, which is Sundee. S-U-N-D-I.
Thanks,
Sundee.
Mom.
And with dinner the other night, it came up like all the different names that you get called, because I tried to come prepared to the dinner table. We had a fun dinner on Friday night with multiple friends from town.
So fun.
And normally our go-to when I'm here is Chef Warren's, because he was my neighbor when I lived here and he's got an amazing restaurant downtown. But we also love Ashton's, and that was a perfect place for us to end up as well. And we had our own little room downstairs and it was just intimate and we were able to catch up and talk. But my friend Kate was there, who I mentioned in last week's episode. About, she's another adult friend that I made here. I picked her up at Body Pump. Like, I thought, well, she looks cool. So I just started talking with her and we exchanged numbers.
You're so great about that.
Well, I mean, I had to be. I had to be proactive. Like, I was in this new town and knew nobody. So Kate came to dinner and Sunday had her stories. Like, she's always a good storyteller, but I was like, I want to connect with the people here. I haven't seen them in a while. So I brought my icebreaker activity, which I talk about on the podcast a lot, concrete conversations. And I had,
which by the way, gave me immediate anxiety. I get such anxiety about games.
Was an icebreaker though.
I know, but that I was like, oh no, we're going to have to play a game and my very highly competitive nature is going to come out and I'm going to flip a table. So, but it ended up being really fun.
So I didn't have the cards with me, but I remember three level one questions. Level one is the easy, safe thing. Like level three goes a little too emotional, but I just let people choose which one. I said, you can either say what you're known for in high school, a book that you've read recently, or a book that's changed your life, or a show that you're binging, or a movie recommendation. So something along the lines of that. And everyone choose. Well, Kate went first. And Kate said that, well, her maiden name before she got married was Swallow. And what?
I can't believe you're going to talk about
should
this.
Should we not? Okay, we should not.
Go for it.
I don't know. I don't know if Kate would care.
I don't either.
Well, anyway, kids are mean. That's my point.
Ugh, brutal.
Is that kids are brutal. And she shared what she was known for in high school and she had a twin sister and it was awful. And I thought, okay, as parents, we need to do right and remind our kids, don't make fun of people and their names that they have no choice that they were given. Let's not do that. Let's be better. Even if you don't think your child would ever be that person, just remind them when they head out for school or wherever activity or camp this summer or whatever, don't forget, pat them on the back. Don't make fun of people's names today.
Go out into the world, little Pandora, and do great things.
So anyway, but Kate took it almost level three because it was like, it was hard for her. And it made me think, and then Sunday started talking about names and what are all the different things you get confused by when you say your name to people?
Well, so my name is Sunday, S-U-N-D-I. Most people hear Sunday, which I don't care, but my friends take umbrage to it because I think they had to go through the trouble of learning it. And when they hear it not said right, they get upset. But if I'm making reservations or I'm ordering in food, which I do quite a bit, what people hear over the phone is Fundy, Dundee, Cundy, which is the most unfortunate.
Cundy is really bad.
Oh, it's bad news. And that's the only one I'll correct. And then sundial, I get quite a bit.
Yeah. But I recommend that activity.
It was
if you're
great.
At a group dinner or you're having people over or something, because it got everybody flowing. And then we all got recommendations.
Because we all knew you, but not necessarily we all knew everyone else at the table. So it was a good way to bring strangers together or acquaintances.
You should carry concrete conversations at the Mockingbird.
Done.
I mean, I don't know how to get
them. I will.
They were a gift from my friend, Mary. She gave them to me for my birthday.
Concrete
conversations. Just reach out to the company and see maybe if they, I mean, Sunday's shop, they would be perfect there. She has the most adorable stuff. I went shopping there yesterday and I walked in and I want it all, but only so much going to fit in my carry-on.
I know. It's not all going to fit.
It is.
I know. You're so confident.
I'm going to make it fit.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. And vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
All right, I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes that make a big difference. So if shopping sustainably this year is on your list of things to do, well, look no further than Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, On 34th, Elmas, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. All right, it's wild to think that women were excluded from clinical research until 1993 when the law was changed. And women are essential to research. And Ritual, the maker of my favorite multivitamin, they know this. They do the research for us so that we can feel confident about what we're putting in our bodies. Now, a clinical trial for Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus showed increased vitamin D and omega-3 DHA levels in women in just 12 weeks. Now, as you can see, Ritual is clinically backed, which means they care about getting it right. Essential Women 18 Plus has 9 high-quality key nutrients in 2 delayed-release capsules. Yep, just 2 capsules a day is all you need. And the delayed release, what that does is it optimizes our body's absorption. Ritual is really intentional about all that they do, including the delayed release. Also, the minty flavor of the capsules and the look of them. They're really pretty in the bottle. Like, this is a vitamin that I don't mind having out on my bathroom counter. They look good, they taste good, and they help me feel good. No more shady business. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin that you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/4things. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/4things for 25% off. All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
You mentioned working in, you wanting to be a police officer. And when you first moved to Southern Pines, you actually just showed me your first business card where you were baking cookies and cakes.
Yes.
And that was your...
That's what I thought I was going to do.
Yes. Bake.
And I looked into all these different restaurants that would let me borrow their kitchen in the morning. And everyone looked at me crazy because we had a dog at the time. So I couldn't get licensed to cook in the house. But that was my passion for baking. And I love doing all that. And the coffee shop in town actually said, okay, yeah, we will accept your goods. But I couldn't get the flour and the sugar all at a wholesale rate because you have to buy in such bulk orders that I never made profit. But I was just like, I'll get my foot in the door and I'll just do it. And it got to be where I would be doing it at 2 a.m. and, you know, it ended up being more trouble than it was worth. It didn't work out, but that's okay.
Well, Sundi has the best cookies in the world. She made them for me. And I don't know that this is what you were baking for people. I'm not sure.
It's a very famous French chocolate chip cookie called Nestlé Tourhouse.
Right. So I thought, I need this recipe. And it's just like
the back of
the Friends episode.
Back of the chocolate chip cookie.
Where it is
bagged.
And she uses the bars of Crisco.
Instead of butter, which I know is going to horrify a lot of people, but it's a textural thing that I prefer.
Oh, and
I go heavy on the salt.
And the salt, extra salt is necessary. But what Sundi will do that's also genius, and she'll make a bunch of it and then bake a few and then roll it into a log and put saran wrap over it and keep it in the freezer. And that way, if you ever just want to slice one cookie off from the log and put it in the oven, voila. You don't have to go through the process of making this intense
Nestlé. I learned that from my dad.
Tourhouse.
Nestlé Tourhouse is in the freezer.
Yes. And, oh, that's a pro tip from your dad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I love it. Yeah. And then Sundi also, she's an amazing baker. She, whenever we moved away from Southern Pines, my husband separated from the Air Force. We always thought he was going to retire, but ultimately just came down to a decision of family or this job. And that's sadly where a lot of people get with it. I mean, yeah. And you know, the challenges that come along with being a career military person, especially a lot of people in this area, it's super intense. They're gone a lot. You know, you may not know even where they are, what they're doing. And it's just very, very, very stressful.
Yeah. It's a lot of time alone. I don't know how people do it with children, but most do. I'm a rarity that I don't have children, but you know, come home alone and then get into a routine. You know, you have your routine, you have your tricks to kind of get you back in the flow. And sometimes it's harder than others times. And that's really interesting. Every deployment or every trip has its own set of challenges. Starting off with like immediately the refrigerator will break or the lights won't turn, you know, immediately something happens as soon as they leave. It's the weirdest thing.
Well, when we decided to separate, you made us this precious little cake. Like you really are so, you have so many talents. And
yeah,
I loved the cake. Apparently someone from our book club, because we had a book club back in the day, thought the cake was inappropriate, but
they didn't understand what it was. And I'm like, what do you mean? It's cactuses, because you're moving back to Texas,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So I made like a whole little scene.
Yeah.
Out of marzipan.
Mm-hmm.
And they were being.
There's a little guy with the sombrero too.
Yeah. I thought it was so cute.
Yeah. So, and that's another thing we did, book clubs. That's a great way to create community and get people together. And our friend Jennifer Kirby, she was a big reader. I don't know if she's one that spearheaded that whole thing, or was it you?
It was Jax.
Oh, Jax did.
Yeah.
Okay. And she was another military spouse.
I really, to put a fine point on that, I feel like when you move to a new town, whatever your situation is, doesn't have to be military, you have to get out of your bubble of safety and really go for it and be over the top aggressive and finding people, finding your crew.
But like,
and
be it could aggressive, but be cool.
No, I just mean it within yourself.
Yeah.
Not like, who are you? Tell me your name and number immediately, lady in the produce aisle. No, I just mean, for me, I had to really get out of my comfort zone. That is not my jam. And I think the older you get, the more awkward it is. But I knew instinctually, like, if you don't get out of yourself and really make it an effort to meet somebody, you will not survive here. Do you know? You can't be left alone like Lady Habersham of the upper, you know, West Side and just float around your home in your night coat.
Yeah. Well, this all brings me.
That does sound good, actually.
Full circle back to, you know, bringing up the Mockingbird and you doing that and getting outside of your comfort zone, even with that. So you thought you were going to bake and do that here. Apart. So what, just fast forward to what made you finally open the Mockingbird. And, you know, as we mentioned earlier, it was challenging in the beginning because you didn't know.
A little bit of a recession happening.
Yes.
So I searched for a year to find work in this town and came up short. And I mean, nothing. I couldn't get hired. And it's in small towns, it's a lot about of who you know, which is another reason to get out and meet some people. And the second person that I met said, oh, I know this lady who's looking for help at her shop. So I went in and it was an older lady and she hired me on the spot. And I never thought really I would work retail. The only thing previous before the Sheriff's Department, I dove for shells in Key West and had a shell stand. So that was a lot of salesmanship, you know, but I really loved it. I loved meeting people because it's a broad street. It's in the center of town. It's an Norman Rockwellian's type of vibe, a train coming through. It's charming. And so I discovered that how much I really loved interacting with people and selling things. But then about 3 months after getting hired, she said, I'm going to close. Would you want to buy the inventory and take it over? And I mean, I didn't have the money for anything, but I made an arrangement with her to make payments and then maxed out a credit card. And that's how I started. I started with inventory that wouldn't be mine. It's not that there was anything wrong with it. It's just not representative of me and who I am. So that was like a very much a learning process of finding my sales reps, finding businesses that I really wanted to do business with, that I could really tell a good story about, that I felt good about selling, that I felt good about saying, yeah, this is me. This is if you like what you see here, then you're going to like me because we're one in the same.
And I feel that when I walk into your shop and when I walk into your home, what do I say? Every time I walk into this house, I'm like, oh,
that's so nice.
I love it. And every time I walk into the shop, oh, this is so cute. Which speaking of, we're at Sunday's house right now. And we had a roach incident the other night. If you haven't seen it on my Instagram, just go to @RadioAmy. And Sunday's Instagram is @MockingbirdOnBroad. Because Mockingbird on Broad Street.
It's called Mockingbird.
It's called Mockingbird on Broad. That's, yes, that's right. Yeah. I always call it the Mockingbird.
It's all right.
Why don't you correct me?
It's fine.
Okay.
Like Sunday Gundy.
Gundy. Come on. Stop.
Close enough. Mockingbird.
So I almost died because yes, Sunday had back surgery recently and she couldn't get on the chair to take care of this roach, which is apparently a palmetto or something.
Because I don't know. Wings. Everyone online was very quick to correct us on the cockroach versus palmetto.
Right. We're not entomologists, although I did take entomology 101 in college.
No kidding.
Yeah. It's just, I also took turf management. Uh-huh. These were like classes to just get me out of college.
Okay.
I had an ag degree. So
no kidding.
Yeah.
How has that served you?
Not, it hasn't. It not. I was political science for the first couple of years and then hated it. So I went to meet with my advisor and said, how can I get out of college still kind of on time? It ended up being 4.5 years, which is sort of normal for
that's
a lot
awesome.
Of my friends, like four years, 4.5. Great. And she said, well, I think the only thing we can switch you to would be an agricultural development degree. Because you have to have an emphasis in something. It's not quite a minor. An emphasis is 12 hours or something.
Oh.
And that way your poli-sci hours will be your emphasis. So technically I graduated with an agricultural development degree with an emphasis in poli-sci. And I do nothing with it. Clearly didn't remember. And my entomologist professor.
Would I can't wait to see your house and visit your turf.
He would, my turf management, he would have hissing roaches like crawling on him during class. And one day during class, we had a potluck and he brought us food like termite pizza.
Why would you eat anything from his?
Because he said bugs are in all of our food anyways, which they are.
Okay. He doesn't have to brag about it and then shove it in your face.
So anyway, we had a roach encounter.
That's like a level of denial that we all live in.
Yeah, I do. I deny that there's little roach legs in my peanut butter.
Oh, I'm going to have so many nightmares.
But we got the roach to die, which was sad because it like did nothing wrong other than scare us because it was disgusting. And the video is up and y'all can check it out.
It was utter pandemonium. And I apologize again for my part of that, where I threw your phone and blacked out. I don't understand. I came to and you were hovering over the cockroach. palmetto bug, water bug, whatever we're calling it.
Right. So Sunday's house is roach-free now, and it is absolutely adorable. I love your vibe.
It is you.
I see you in here. I see you in your shop. So yeah, when you opened the shop or you took it over, you eventually had to transform it into, but it was a slow roll.
I remember one particular incident where you were visiting and I had met with a new sales rep and he was like, hey, listen, if you're going to make it in this biz, little lady, you have got to buy these chip clips.
like bag of chip clips, not cute, like
potato chip clips.
They were
jumbo clothespins that were sort of bedazzled and had sort of a live, laugh, leave me alone quality about them, you know, bless this home.
I think I still have one.
I had to give them away in the end. And I got them in and I was like, hey, apparently these are the hot ticket. This is my way up in the world. See? And you took one look at them and looked at me with such disgust.
You're like, as a friend.
Yes. And it was a good face because I was reading on your face what I felt in my heart.
Which was like
disaster.
These chip clips are not my vibe.
I've been bamboozled.
Yes.
And that was a good learning lesson, which sales reps to trust that are looking for longevity in their career and the ones that are like, I'm going to take this one chip clip sale and run for the hills.
Chip clips do come in handy. There are times when I'm rolling up a bag of open chips.
A chip clip to this day.
You've evolved.
I've evolved. The chip clip business has evolved.
Which, you know, when it came to opening your business though, I know it took like you had to believe in yourself that you could do this. And this was something that actually could be really awesome for you. But was there any doubts in your mind?
Oh my gosh. No, I come from a place hardwired where everything's going to be terrible and everything's going to fail. And it has kept me from doing a lot. But luckily, I married a man who is just the opposite. He's so positive. He's very much like you, where he's like, what's the worst that can happen? The sky's the limit.
I can be pretty doom and gloom, though. Don't
really?
Worry. Yeah. And I think some of that, I think I'm wired to be that way, but then learned in through my sister and I were talking about this the other day. My dad was a big dreamer and he had a lot of success and also a lot of failure. And not that failure is bad, but I always saw him dreaming and he would share it with us.
And did it make you cautious or did it give you the bug?
Like I struggle with it. I think I'm a natural like dreamer and this would be cool. And I'm try to shut down any pessimism that would pop into my head about it.
Okay.
But then I instantly think back to like, oh, because my dad's failures weren't like, oh, you know, I failed and I'm going to learn from this and not repeat this mistake. It's almost like he would repeat it.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was detrimental.
Stressful.
Type mistakes. And so I saw our family like take these drastic turns because of it. And so I think I am naturally that way, but then my learned experience shuts some of it down.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay. So you're hardwired.
So my husband said, what's the worst can happen? I said, well, we'll lose everything and we have to foreclose on our home. And he said, okay, then we foreclose our home. Luckily, we live in the military world where we could move on base. Now what? What's your next problem? So he just kind of took these very worst case scenarios and manage them down to a way that was palatable for me to go, okay, I'm willing to do this, which is awesome. But when I told my dad, he was like, you're going to destroy your whole family, everything you guys have worked for. You know, so it is very tough, but I've wasted so much time being afraid of my own dreams and ambitions. And whenever I try and really go for something, I don't know why I'm so afraid of what I want. And I almost always turn my back on it. But the few times I've been brave enough to go, I'm going to give this a try, it's never as bad as how I had imagined it and created it in my mind. And I wish that's something I could have told my younger self. Go for it. It's never going to be your doom and gloom scenario. It won't be easy, but it's not impossible. It's not a nightmare. It's not unfathomable.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
All right, it can be hard to pick out the right gift for the person that deserves it the most. I'm talking about the mom in your life. But thankfully, Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to help mom feel special. You can shop by price, 25 and under to 100 and under. You can shop by category, like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or gift lists, like for the mom who has everything. Gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And things for grandma. Top gifts, like Dolce & Gabbana, Devotion, Eau de Perfume. Coach, floral printed leather Cassie, which is a crossbody bag. Le Creuset, shallot Dutch oven. And so much more. Shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder. That's Macy's.com/giftfinder. All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecova's boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecova store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month. And when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
One of the things that came up in our conversation at dinner the other night, because of books, we're talking about books, and a few people shared them. I brought up Limitless, which is a book. I've been listening to it on audio version, but I also have the hard copy because it's a lot and I want to take it in. But when you said that, it made me think of a quote that I read on the airplane actually down here. And the book is by Jim Quick, but he's quotes different people throughout. And one of the people that he quoted here on page, 88 is Wayne Dyer, who I had Wayne's daughter, Serena Dyer, on the podcast last year, I believe. The quote is, "There is one grand lie that we are limited. The only limits we have are the limits that we believe." And so I think sometimes—
Say that again.
Okay. there is one grand lie that we are limited. The only limits we have are the limits that we believe. Yes. And I think that sometimes I don't believe that it's possible or that I can do it. Like your husband was like, all right, we fixed that problem. What next?
Yeah.
Like, no, there's a solution here. So what? It may result, the result might be this, 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 but at least we tried and we did it and we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
And
exactly right.
He is not limited in his thinking.
No.
And
no.
Sometimes I can be, for sure.
He is so driven. Once he decides on something, and it can be the most difficult thing that I wouldn't even consider, then that is his sole purpose. It's really inspiring to witness. I know very few people like that. It's really wonderful to witness.
Yeah. And encouraging to others too. Yeah. Hearing you share that right now, knowing that he's like the yin to your yang.
Yeah. And I mean, I would like to say like, I figured it out on myself and nobody else. And some people are like that, like him, they're self-driven and don't really need other people to help guide them. But I am not that. I definitely rely on friends and loved ones around me to remind me of what I'm capable of. And that's really wonderful to have. It's a gift.
Well, and look at Mockingbird on Broad now.
I know,
y'all just moved into a new location down the street, which is bigger.
Yeah. Almost it's, triple the size.
Yeah. 13 years. Remember your first anniversary party?
How could I forget those cupcakes, Amy?
My nickname around here was like Cupcake Amy.
Yeah.
Because I started a cupcake business also that I could, well, I franchised with my friend Lori's business in Austin, the cupcake bar. And then that was a whole learning experience
because
I ended up having to call it Carolina Cupcake Bar because there was already a cupcake bar in Raleigh, Durham area.
That's right.
And they sued me. And I went to their house. After I got it, Lori flew to town. We went to their house. Actually, before they sued me, let me back up. Once I tried to do the DBA, doing business as, you know, all the learnings of creating your own business. And I'm just trying to figure it out. I was just on a morning radio show. Like I had a little purse business in college and we had done some of that. So I was pulling from my knowledge there. But then luckily I had Lori who'd all done it before. So she flew to town. She goes, let's go meet with them and see if we can use the name and they're cool with it. So we arranged a meeting and we drove to their house and we met with them and we were like, I'm not trying to be competition. I'm really not going to operate outside of Southern Pines, Aberdeen, Pinehurst area. And I actually don't have a storefront. I do catering and the cupcakes are naked and we have cupcake bartenders and we're going to decorate the cupcakes at the events. I'm not your competition. They had a cupcake shop and then they delivered already decorated cupcakes. Like it was very different. And I was not even going to come into their territory. And then after we met with them, I got a lawsuit situation in the mail. They
seemed
like, okay, we understand. At no point did they say that they were going to meet with lawyers and then sue us to stop use of the name. So then I had to get a lawyer and then I had to spend all this money. And then I said, this could have saved us a lot of time. I couldn't say this to them because we were communicating through lawyers, but it was just a learning experience of like, probably should have just said, hey, if you really have a problem with this, say it now. Don't go through lawyers. I'm an understanding person. Just tell me to come up with a new name. And so we changed it to Carolina Cupcake Bar after more money than I had spending on lawyer fees. Because the business itself, I just bought the franchise rights. It just was ridiculous money spent, like wasted.
Yeah.
When it could have been resolved human to human.
But don't you think that that is a classic reaction when someone is confronted with something, they acquiesce at first, then they get anger, and then they react. I find that to be a very standard reaction.
Yeah. I'm looking at your coasters right now, which are so funny. You sell them at the shop. And
I used to.
Yeah.
These are vintage bird.
These are vintage Mockingbird. Yes. But they're so funny. Like one says, be considerate, B word. Like, you know what? How can we say that?
Rhymes with witches.
Yeah. Be considerate, witches. That's what I feel. I'm like, be considerate. I came to talk to you and I gave you a heads up and then you sue me.
Yeah.
Like another one of these coasters is even Skank Day. Thanks. Like that's how I felt. Like, Okay. So anywho,
that was terrible. I'm so sorry.
That was my learning experience that I don't know, popped into my head just now to also just share that communication can be so effective. Just give me a phone call. You don't have to go through a lawyer. I get if I was crazy town and wasn't considerate to come out to your house and meet with you. And then but I bet we played it out in our heads that we probably left. They called their husbands and their husbands were like, oh, heck no.
Yes.
That's not how we're doing this. They can't do that. And then they proceeded. I don't know. I'm making that up. It could have been their own talkings.
I agree with that.
But it's just how I pictured it going down, which is so unfair because I think if the husbands had been there, or I wish they would have been, or whoever else was outside influencing them to just be like, yeah, this isn't going to work. And I would have left there that minute and been like, cool. We'll think of a new name. Yes.
Well, I think someone should write a book, and I'm sure they have. You've probably read it, about having difficult conversations. I think that is what is paralyzing the world and businesses in every level, is that nobody, including myself, wants to have the difficult conversation. Nobody wants to fire somebody. No one wants to counsel an employee. No one wants to say, hey, you're so nice and this seems cool and you're probably not going to infringe on my business, but I'm having reservations. Everybody wants everything to be nice, including myself. I'm not trying to sound holier than thou, but I really honestly feel like none of us know how to communicate difficult conversations productively.
It's so funny that we're having this conversation, we kind of didn't really plan exactly everything that we were going to talk about in the four things tie in is that eventually Sunday's going to share four things gratitude, but we thought we'd just have a conversation as friends. And, you know, y'all are just listening in with us here, but Kat DeFatta, she co-hosts the fifth thing with me, which is my Tuesday episodes. And it's so funny. Literally this morning, she sent me a DM sharing an Instagram account called Therapy for Women. And she had posted, I guess her name is Amanda E. White. I swear, 99% of good communication boils down to two things. One, learning how to tolerate discomfort.
That's right.
Two, not saying the first thing that pops into your head. And then in her comments, she said, once you master these first two, then learning how to communicate what you want is important. But if you cannot sit in someone saying something different than what you believe or giving you a piece of feedback and not reacting immediately, it's going to be difficult to get the other person to listen to what you have to say.
Occasionally we'll get negative feedback from the store or to an employee. And I have learned not to react, to sit with it and say, is there any truth to it?
Mm-hmm.
What is my ownership in it? Do I need to apologize? And I feel like so many people never want to apologize. And I find it to be such a relief when you can finally go, I'm so sorry. You've been holding it in. Like, I don't want to have to say it. But I think once you say you're sorry enough, it's almost like a healing thing for yourself to go, I'm sorry. Maybe not for the thing I did, if you don't believe you did, but I'm sorry that that affected you that way. I'm sorry that I hurt you. You know what I think it's very therapeutic for you to say it. And some people will never, ever say, I'm sorry. And it's hurting them. It's not hurting the other person, I think. So anyway, that's what I've learned over the years is to, you know, respond to those people in the most loving way that I have in my body, and to tell my staff, who take everything really personal, because none of us are working to make anyone miserable. We're all working to bring ourselves joy, to bring others joy. And when it doesn't hit on somebody, because you never know what's going on in somebody else's life, rarely do what they have to say reflect on us. It's usually a reflection of them. And you just come at them with love. And sometimes it's harder than other times to do that, but that's the best way I have found.
Well, do you want to share the four things that you're thankful for today?
Today, I mean, honestly, your friendship. It's been 5 years since I've seen you.
No, it hasn't. But Sunday's favorite thing, everything was 5 years ago. Even if it was last year, it was 5 years ago. If it was 12 years ago, it was 5 years ago.
I don't know why. It always just seems like the right number. But however long it's been, it's always so lovely to see you. And I have such lovely memories from our time together here in the Pines. And when we're here together, it's just, We always have the best conversations. I learn from you such a generosity of spirit. You're always so willing to share with others, to be open to, I mean, that's what you do for a living. And it's true in your personal life as well. And it's always, I always learn from you in a really positive way. So thank you for that. Very grateful.
It's mutual. I always learn from you and we always pick right back up.
It's true.
It doesn't matter if it's been 5 years, even if it hasn't, but whatever, we just pick right back up.
Yes.
And,
but we always say, let's do it again soon. And then life happens.
It's hard. It's hard. You're running the shop.
You're running the world.
No.
Yeah, you are, girl. Okay. Yeah, you are. No. All right. Anyway, moving on. Number two, I have to say I've had a real health, like a bad health year. I've had COVID for a second time. I've had back surgery and there is no way.
It's been an S show. Let's be honest.
Yes. It's been a real dumb, dumb of a year.
And right here, this other coaster that she has, no one likes a hot mess. That's what me. But no, we like you, but like just the health.
It's been a bad year. And I've been absent from my shop. You know, I thought I'd be back to work after 4 weeks after my back surgery, and it was more like 11. And Courtney, my manager, is so lovely and kind, and all of the staff just held it together, and not just held it together. They made it thrive, and that there's not enough like thank you cards to thank them for that. So that's another thing. And I am, I guess, grateful for my returning health. I feel like I got a long way to go, but you're right. I should be thankful for where I am now. I'm not on a cane. I'm walking of my own free will.
Somebody had a doctor tell her. Somebody's like, well, something's not right. And they're like, well, you could walk with a cane. And she's like, is that really where we are? Like, you have nothing more to offer me?
Yeah. Post-surgery.
Post-surgery, yes.
Yes, which is worse.
Right.
Dang it. So you're right. I should be grateful for that, where I am right now with my health. So that's a big one. And of course, my man, he's such a joy and he's gone a lot. But when he's home, I mean, I just have so much fun with him. He's a goodie.
I'm going to get to see him. Well, so he's going to be crazy. Coming back from a trip. And the wild part is he lands right when I'm going to need to get there to check in. And so I'm going to get to see him at the airport. And I can't wait.
It's so exciting.
I know.
He's like, I'm going to get to see Amy.
I can't wait.
I'm like, hopefully all his connectors work out.
He's the best. Sunday and I went and saw Top Gun yesterday.
Yes.
And it was so good. I had all the feels, but it makes me think of our men in uniform.
Yes. Can I talk about what I didn't know what a 4DX was?
Yeah.
So I wanted to see the movie before the premiere on Friday because we were leaving town. So I found a theater that was doing a sneak preview event on the Tuesday prior. And when I booked the tickets for my friends and I, it was about an hour away. It said 4DX, which I thought, okay, some sort of upgrade to the screen. I can't keep track of the 3D, the 4, like whatever. Okay, 2D. So when we get there, the manager says, now you understand the seats move. And I think you and I were sat in the seats here at Sand Hill Cinema and we bought some seats and there was sort of a slight rumble. Do you remember that? It was like a slight rumble, but it was nothing. It was sort of a letdown.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, whatever. The moving seats, got it. It was so violent. It was like being on a roller coaster for 2 hours. And I was so worried I was going to hurt my back. And the wind was blowing. And there's even in the seat in front of you spat water at you during the sailboat scene. And I was really afraid for my health. And I'm like, I've come all this way on 13 weeks post back surgery. And I'm going to go show up to PT. And they're like, what the heck happened to you? I'm like, Maverick happened.
You went to see Top Gun 4DX.
4DX. That means the seats violently. They rumble. They
like you're in a fighter jet.
Yes. Yes.
Did you feel G-force?
Yes. No, I did not.
Yeah. It was interesting to me that you had the wind blowing and then actually put splashed water on you. Like that seems a little much.
What concerned me is like movies haven't been back in biz for long. Like when was the last time anyone refilled that water? Or is it just some old musty in the front, in the back seat of that? Like I'm going to get pink eye.
All that to say, Sundi had that experience with Top Gun in the beginning. So when I told her this weekend, I hadn't seen it and I wanted to, she was like, oh, I would go see it again because I need to see it without all of that being distraction. Because the whole time, yes, you were afraid for your health and you couldn't enjoy it.
No, I was listening. I was trying to remember what my PT person was like, engage your core, engage your core. I'm like, but for 2.5 hours, I don't have it in the tank. Yeah. So it was very distracting for me. Probably a healthy person would absolutely love it. But actually, I think my other friends were sort of sick of it as well.
Like, it's just too much.
It just
gets
old.
Not necessary. Which next to us at the theater, there was a 3-year-old or maybe 4. And that was interesting, which fine, if you want to take your whole family.
Like, not fine.
Well, I say fine.
I don't think it's
I couldn't hear everything you could hear.
Well, I mean, it's kind of intense. They're talking about life and death. They're saying people aren't going to come back from this mission. They're talking about, I mean, not a spoiler alert. If you saw the first one, Goose died. So they referenced Goose's death. So, I mean, it's not, I mean, literally Buzz Lightyear came out on Friday. That's where they should have been.
Yeah, at Buzz Lightyear, yes.
Not or whatever it's Top called, Gun. Lightyear.
Or yeah, Lightyear.
But I felt like it was a lot, like a lot of heavy chat. Because
the little boy was next to you and he kept apparently saying, I couldn't hear as
are
well you, as you.
Are they dead? Is that the bad guy? Are they going to die? Are you going to, because he was a soldier, the husband was a soldier.
We could tell.
Are you going to die? Is that what's going to happen when you go to war? And it was breaking my heart.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a big military town. You can kind of look around and know who's military, who's not. But
yeah,
that's a hard reality. Like, and that's something that's crazy. You know, when I married Ben, one of the very first things we had to do was go figure out our will because he was headed off to Afghanistan.
Yes.
And I was like, what the, this is the least romantic thing I've ever heard of in my life.
Yeah.
I'm mid-20s and newly married and I'm having to plan out what will happen if you don't make it back.
That was a shock for me as well. When we came here to Fort Bragg, that was some of the first paperwork he brought home was, how do you want your funeral laid out? What kind of music? Where do you want to be buried? And it is shocking. And every once in a while, we'll have to refresh that.
Yeah, because things change.
Things change.
You have any new music? It's almost like you have to get light about it because it's so awkward.
It is. It's true.
You're like, are you sure you want that song?
Still going with the bagpipes.
Kilts. Are we sure?
Yeah. That bagpipe guy retired that you loved. Do you want it? No.
Yeah, but it's no joke. Like your whole career here. I mean, we were talking about the other night, like how many funerals some people have been to around here is crazy.
Yes. Yeah.
It's just... It's heavy stuff. So if you are in the military or have loved ones that are serving, like just thank you for all that you do, those that are serving and then those that are holding the fort down.
Absolutely.
Back at home for sure. So, well, Sundi, thank you so much for the chat.
Oh, I always love chatting with you. Thanks.
And the encouragement to chase our dreams and just not limit ourselves.
Just go for it.
Just go for it. I guess we should be thinking.
What's the worst that could happen?
I guess we should be
bankruptcy.
Thanking your husband for that.
Yeah.
What's the worst that could happen? We lose everything. It's fine. Which I get. Not everybody has the option to fall back on base or whatever, but you've got to assess your risk. Make a pros and cons list for sure, but don't let your thoughts limit you.
I think sometimes you do have to be a little reckless, which I think is what I've learned.
Yeah.
Which is not my comfort zone.
And we were talking about this yesterday, is life is short.
Yes.
And as we get older, we realize just how fleeting it can be.
That's right. You only have so many years with the people you love. And how do you want to spend those years? Whoa, we ended on a downer.
Well, end us on an upper. Tell us a good jail story.
All the stories I want to tell, I don't think
they're not appropriate.
They're not appropriate for this channel.
Yeah, I know. There is one that's, I don't know how you would even tell it, but it's when Sundi would have to do intake and question like
what gender
and
somebody was. They would say, I'm a female, and I would be almost positive that they were a male. But if I'm wrong, I'm going to get punched in the face because no one likes.
And you want to respect whatever they feel they
are. I have no opinion. Live your life. I just have to know.
You have paperwork.
I got paperwork and I got to know where to put you. Over with the dudes, over with the ladies. And there are laws that have to be respected about that. So yeah, that can be dicey because they'll be like, I'm a female. And I'm like, well, that's quite an Adam's apple on you, young lady.
So then you had your clipboard and you were like, so next question, do you have a penis or a vagina?
Yep. That was the clincher. And then they'd be like, a penis. I'm like, okay, young lady, sir, go right this way.
Got to take you over here.
Yeah. And then it became a big joke. And so all the trans community would all end up in one cell block. And they, whenever I'd walk by, they would always laugh and give me a hard time, but they knew
what
they knew what I was doing and they knew I was trying to be respectful, but it's an awkward conversation to have. And if I'm wrong, I'm going to get punched. And this face can only take so many punches.
Have you been punched?
Of course.
By who?
Well, I worked in a jail.
I know, but I didn't know that meant you've been punched.
Oh my gosh, yes. Wrestled, violent. I mean, yes, it's violent. People come in there. Hi. Nobody wants to be arrested. People resist.
No, they don't.
Some people do. I've had some ladies be like, oh, thank goodness. I got to get in here. I need a break.
Oh, yeah.
Or people knew what food was being served. It's a set schedule. And so a lot of the people that would be typically what you would think of as like a drunk take, they would make a scene in public so that they would get arrested so that they could come in for the breakfast on Sundays.
Was Sunday good breakfast? It was good. Food at jail surprisingly good?
New. But
that's a no.
I think it's an acquired taste for some. And Sunday breakfasts were the most popular. And they were so smart. They knew when they had to get arrested for head count for that evening so that this kitchen would know how many to make so that they could be on that count. They're smart. You know, they know how it all works. But
and back to the Skittles, very resourceful. And so it's sometimes so like,
oh, I want to show you the artwork. So one time I did like an art contest and they used the same technique for watercolors.
With the Skittles. You did an art contest in the jail.
In the jail, just really for me, just to keep myself from going insane because it's pretty heavy atmosphere.
I know, I was about to say, now we're ending on a low point again.
But they would
trying
write
to
poems.
Go high.
No, they would write poems and they would write caricatures. It was a hoot. Some of them had such a great sense of humor and it wasn't all bad. It was all good. That's where I met my man.
Yeah.
There you go. Who also worked there. I was not an inmate. To be clear. Oh, no. That could have ended bad.
You're like the inmate or the security guard that runs away with the inmate and helps him escape.
But let's be clear. He was a training officer, not mine, well, but training officer.
Given his job in the military now, I'm pretty sure he's not. He has no criminal background.
He's right.
Okay.
Bullet dodge.
All right. Well, Sundi, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Y'all can find her. If you're ever near Southern Pines, just stop in to Mockingbird on Broad. And on Instagram, she is at Mockingbird on Broad. And I just got a text message. I have no idea if that ding is going to show up in the episode, but if it does, yay. Surprise. And Angel got their wings, which Sundi, we're in her sunroom at her house right now. And she has deer that come and visit. And we put peanuts out for the deer because she's out of deer food, which would be corn.
Yeah.
And I don't know who ate the peanuts, the deer or not, but every single peanut is gone. Yeah. And we're just looking at all the critters and it's so beautiful here. So if you've never been to Southern Pines, I just encourage you to come just for the pines or maybe golf.
Oh, yeah.
If you love to golf or horseback riding or the good shopping downtown and then the good food. Shout out Chef Lawrence and Ashton's.
Absolutely. Whoop, whoop.
And the ice cream shop on the corner.
Oh, so yeah.
One time they rescued Josie when she got out. Someone did.
Sweet Josie.
And they held her at the train station till I could get there. And the ice cream shop gave her a hot dog.
Oh, yeah. Anthony's the best.
Yeah. And Josie was the best. Oh, my gosh. I have so many memories of Josie in this town. And she had an aversion to trailers. And every time a trailer would go by, she would bark and lose her mind. And one time, my house on May Street, I had the front door open and a truck drove by with a trailer and she chased after it because that's what she wanted to do, chase the trailer.
Aye.
And then a car behind them hit her.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Took her to the vet and she was totally fine. But I thought I had lost my only companion.
Man, you're bringing it down again.
Oh, okay, let's bring it back up. Have a great day. Bye.
Love you.
Ah, summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. All right, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth that no matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can really make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through things. Now, BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.